Let us continue where we left off. It's on page where it says Gimel Amid Beis on the very, very top.
Right.
We're up to the bottom portion, Shiur Zman Yichud Ha'aser. So last week we learned about what is the Zman. The Gemara has a calculation of how long is the Shiur for a woman to be secluded with a man that she was warned not to be with in order to trigger the word Vinitme'ah. And the Gemara said it's the amount of time it takes to eat three eggs. The three is to boil, to roast, and to swallow three eggs. So with this, we had a discussion, how long does that take? We had a discussion, what is four eggs, the achilas pras? And basically we came out of maskadim that the amount of time is the chiluk ideas between 2 to 9 minutes. Those were the zmanim that were calculated by various gedolim, what the Gemara says, between 2 to 9 minutes. Now that is the amount of time of the nistara vihi nitma. The amount of time that the Gemara says in order to trigger the word v'nitmo. Now, we already jumped the gun. We already said what we're going to say now is, does that have any halachic application with any other area? So we discussed the prohibition of yichud going into an elevator, and we discussed the issue of yichud by a wedding. How long does the chasn kala have to be secluded in order to fulfill the third part of marriage of having yichud? So that's another question. So he mentioned that above. He mentioned that some say does not include this. Is that that's why it's really 9 minutes. It's between 2 to 9 minutes. It's not clear.
So what about in the car?
So that's all part of. Let's see what it says over here. That's all part of the issue. Be'imar yesh. Okay, I do not know what this is. And say imar the tshuva sefer koyse bepshita sheyichud shegozhu chazal shiur keshir hamaru besudni linin soita laosra al bala ulhashkoisa. We mentioned this last week that the prohibition for a man to be alone with a woman in eishes ish midarais. So the only issue yichud min haTorah is an eishes ish, a pnuya. A boy and a girl go on a date. That's not an isra yichud. If a woman is not a married woman, there is no isra de'oraisa. There's nisa midrabanan. So that's the question. So there can be a nafkamin. There are a lot of nafkamins when you're dealing with nisa and yichud de'rabanan, and there are certain problems. There's certain shasatchak. Can you be samech on various leniencies? So when it's only an isra de'rabanan, then the person can say you can be samech on various leniencies. But when it's an isra de'oraisa, then it's much stricter. So the question over here is: so in this sefer called the Imre Ish, it says clearly. It says, so you know what this is?
Yeah, I know for sure.
Okay, so he says clearly that the laws of Yichud Derais are equal to the laws of Sota, which means that if you're going to be in a room, you're going to be secluded with a woman for less than the shear of 2 to 9 minutes, there is no prohibition whatsoever. No, the laws of Yichud are more chomor. It's a shocking chomor. Therefore, it comes out that only when it comes to this zman of 2 to 9 minutes is all that's true when it comes to laws of. In order for her to be hurt, to be forbidden to return to her husband, in order for her to lose the ksuba, you have to have this shear. But when it comes to Yichud, even for the shortest moment in time, it is an iser deraisa for a man to be secluded with a woman who is not his wife. We would not need a pasuk she'ein mishum stira. I'm confused what this means here. Let me try again. We call gam ein royal idach kisa. This is not a riot. Loima. Meditzarich kwa gabi. So since we did the pasuk gabi saita shetzarich shir tuma shmamina sheshayich isa yichud gami pachos mikashir. Maybe we'll say that since the Torah has to come along and say v'nitme'ah, an extra word to tell us there must be a shear that indicates that when it comes to other laws of the Torah, you don't need a shear. That's not correct. The imloi kain, hoya pshita, af beloi kra, because if that would be so, even if we did not have the word v'nitme'ah, it would be, it's not likely, she'ein yishum stira gam b'sayda. I'm not sure what this means. The kol ze.
That was the Anisa Yichud.
So that
Anisa Yichud was shorter.
Yeah.
Than
you really don't need a pasuk. He's not allowed to be with them because of isur yichud.
And that should trigger. That should trigger the stira. The kol zeh ma'ino amim shedin stira habachrei kine v'saita tali b'din yichud. Okay, we would logically assume, if not for anything other way, we would logically assume that it's tali zeh b'zeh. The kevin shalocha yesh mishum kine v'stira af hechad ein isur yichud. Shuv shaper havamin of the shach mishum kine v'stira af below hoyeshir tama. I'm not sure what this is. Let's go further. So he comes to the maskana like the Imre Esh. He holds halacha lemaisa that it's totally zeh b'zeh, that if you go into an area where it's not possible for there to be there that period of time, it's not nichnas lichlal isa yichud klal veheicha diev shav shasat chak yesh makam lahakel ayin sham. So basically, that's why going in an elevator is not a problem at all, because an elevator, the average time you spend in an elevator is less than 2 to 9 minutes.
I've got a room that has big windows.
Yeah, so that's not yichud. That's not yichud. Big windows where you can see what's going on.
Yeah,
so that's not yichud. That yichud is not a din in rishuyos. It's a din in where no one can see what's taking place.
Yeah, video camera.
Yeah, that's why today it's less of a problem. Yeah, video cameras. Okay, that's why. Okay, but in Echonami, so that's what they advise. They advise that when people do counseling with women, that's what they advise. They should have glass, soundproof. Soundproof walls, so you can talk in privacy, but no one hears what the conversation is. What? They have glass.
They have glass booths because they don't want things happening under the tables if somebody outside. I mean, they're not talking about yichud. They just worry that there's going to be some.
People should know what's going on. People should be talking to someone.
No money.
Is being exchanged, but it's still soundproof, so there should be some degree of privacy.
Is there an age limit for infants in terms of yichud?
I think 3 years old. I think once it's
no, you mean no, I was old. He means older, right?
No, I mean if the woman's in the house with a baby, right, and the guy comes into the house. How old does the child have to be to prevent the
I was told about 6-7.
To prevent. If you have someone there, yeah, it's a shochnach. I think, yeah, something like that.
How old? Yeah.
How many people you know? So you have to have. Sometimes it's not even enough one person. You have to have two people. Okay, I don't know the halachas. It's a complicated halachas. Maybe one day we'll learn some of the halachas.
It says if someone's a menovel, then he needs somebody else.
That's a different story. So bizman hazeh, we have the rab. All right, let's go to a new sugya. Let's go to a new sugya. The sugya of gaiva. Shminish b'shminis gaiva. Not even a mashu. Is a person allowed to be a shtickle balgaiva? So let's see. So he's going to show here that there's a steer in the Rambam. Kasaf Rambam, yesh deis is she'osar lo la'adam linhoig b'chem b'beinus. There are certain yesh deis, there are certain hanhogos. There's certain things, generally a person should always stay in the middle of the road. But there are certain exceptions where a person has to go to an extreme. And one of the examples is gaiva. Who goiva aleif? She'in derech ha'toiva she'yeh adam onav bilvad. It's not enough that a person should be just a little bit, should be an onav in the middle. Ella sheyia shefal ruach v'tiruchoi nemucho limeoid. As it says in Pirkei Avos, meoid meoid have shefal ruach. So even though generally we have a principle that a person should always be in the middle, stay on the middle road, when it comes to gaiva, a person should go to the extreme, should be extremely humble. V'yoid amru, we also said, b'shamta, a person should be cursed in excommunication. Man the ispe gasos haruach dafilu bimiksas. So these are the words of the Rambam. So now the Yad Melech is a sefer on the Rambam. Heyer shemidivir haRambam elu mavusha midas hagayva mida beinoynis einatoyva. That this is the exception. The Rambam could not be clearer that when it comes to gaiva, a person has to go to the extreme. Elu shorach l'shrachik mimenu mehakotze. A person has to go to the extreme. Mehakotze l'kotze. Period. However, we have a stira. That if a person goes more than what is required, a person should always stay in the middle of the road, and if you go more than what's required, then you earn the title of a chosid. Now that means a chosid is suddenly this extra, it's extra credit. It's not what is required of you. When a person that goes to the extreme and he avoids, he distances himself from Agaiva, but if he just distances himself until the middle, meaning that he's not a Baal Gaiva, but he's nothing special, he just is in the middle of the road, he has a shtickel Gaiva, but he's not extremely humble, and he's humble to a normal degree, nikre chacham v'zo midas chachma. So the Rambam here says that there are two different madrigos of humility. There is the average degree of humility, and then there is the extreme. If you follow the average degree of humility, you call the chacham. If you go to the extreme, you call the chosid. Hare shagam. So you see here from this Rambam writes clearly that when it comes to gaiva, a person does not need to go to the extreme. So how do we reconcile this with the other Rambam that we started with in Hilchos Teilos? So the Rambam says when it comes to gaiva, you have to go to the extreme. We have a contradiction. Alright. So the Yad HaMelech comes to the answer. So he says a fascinating answer. The Rambam, when he wrote here in the other halacha, in halacha hey, okay, there's the Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph, halacha where the Rambam says a person should be in the middle, that's theoretically. Theoretically, a person, when it comes to gaiva, should be in the middle. But practically, it's impossible. Exactly. If you're going to aim to be in the middle, it's guaranteed you're going to be more on the side of gaiva. So practically speaking, a person has no choice in this day and age to go to the extreme and be extremely, extremely humble. That's not a stira. The Rambam, where it says a person should be in the middle, that is theoretically. That's in the perfect world. But we do not live in the perfect world, so practically speaking, the person has to shoot for the stars. Or in this case, shoot for the earth. To go to the extreme. A person has to apply a plan for his neshama. And with regard to gaiva, there's no way a person can find the healing for his neshama. When it comes to all of the types of bad midos, like a chemda, desire, v'yakin, and jealousy, when it comes to revenge, that a person can aim to be in the middle, because those things are not so difficult. Yeda ha'odam as itam, a person knows his time, it's meaning a person knows his nature. A person knows exactly how to conduct himself to be in the middle. Not to be too hot, not to be too cold. Masha ein kein, gaiva is one of a kind. Theoretically, it's good to be in the middle, to have a little gaiva, but practically, it does not work. When you have practically tried to have a little bit of gaiva, it automatically spills over, and the person has a lot of gaiva. Masha ein kein, midas hagaiva, shadam misgoa be'atzmai, it's impossible. Ki hu amidame benafsha, person who imagines the yisborich belvavo. He thinks in his heart, ki kol hakavod v'agdula Hashem avakesh le'atzmo. Kain ye osilo is fitting for him lefi yikar erko, according to his exalted value. Asher hu be'enei atzmo. Person wants some kavod, right? He wants to dress up in a nice hat and a nice frock. I deserve it. Isn't that what a person imagines? So the truth is, it's a big mistake, because once you start conducting yourself in the way of gaiva, even though you may feel that you deserve it, it's going to get contagious, or it's going to get out of hand. The Alkein, therefore, the Rambam advises Lanu Haramam Sheyarchik Adam Esatzme Bemidazo Ar Hakotzer Achron Shuha Nov Vashiflos Sheoz Liboy Nochon Batuach De Eno Emir Al Kotzer Hashem Shuha Gaiva. Period. The Afal Pichen Hu Al Derech Amit Afal Pichu Al Derech Amit Yakoponim Hu Al Derech Amitzui. This is a compromise. I'm not sure what he means over there. V'im l'fi malas targasa hu be'emes oimed al ketzer anava. If a person goes to the extreme, he has not lost that. He doesn't have nothing to lose. Because he'll be a chassid. Because manavshach, even though it's ideal to be in the middle, that's only to a chacham. But mo'id mo'id shval ruach, you can be a chassid.
Azay al kaponim. Most people won't be a chassid anymore.
They'll never make it.
They'll never make it.
They'll never make it. At least they'll be on that side. Azay al kaponim lehivsid bekach v'adrab ashunimsa bezemidas ha'chassidus. You'll be leaning toward the side of chassidus. V'ayin sham shabir shalchein loy nemar b'toira isra ha'gaiva lehedya. That's why in the Torah there's no prohibition, there's no loisa segnati al gaiva. Omnam, because a person has to have a small degree of gaiva, he seems to say. It's just that the Torah is written to what's ideal. Ideally, no?
I think it means the reason that the Torah doesn't say is because there's no derech
hamamutz. There is no middle ground.
No middle ground. It doesn't say anything. Because everything else that it talks about, there's always a middle ground.
Losikum, losita, and nakama. But he's saying over here that that's the chiddush of the Yad Melech, because he's saying that the Rambam is saying this is a very fascinating. I never understood it this way. The point that we've learned over here is the Rambam is saying that meikar hadin there is middle ground. Meikar hadin, there is middle ground, but the middle ground is only. But there is something called the midas chasidus to go to the extreme. Practically, there is no middle ground. Practically, a person has to attempt to be a chassid. Either you'll never make it anyway, or if you're trying to be in the middle, you will fail and you will become a gabal gaifa. When it comes to the other midos, then a person...
There's too, and there's reality.
There's reality. So that's a very interesting idea. That Rambam is very realistic in how... And so how do you shat in the Mishnah? Me'oid, me'oid, have shval ruach. That's saying that it's practical, Rambam seems to be saying. That's not... What's the midos chassidus? You need to strive because you're going to fail. Because Rambam is saying that you're not going to succeed. Okay, Omnam b'sefer kol ma'asecho kosav shrim haram posa k'deir av nachmar yitzchok b'sugin. So he says no. Okay, this the reason why it comes into the daf. Sh'amar loy minei v'loy mik tzisei. Not it and not even a mashuhu. V'hainu sh'lo yehei l'odam afilu sh'minis she'b'sh'minis gaiva. A person should not even have an eighth of gaiva. V'ayin b'lechem mishneh. Okay, I don't know what it says there. But he says over here, he disagrees and he holds that the Rambam, when the Rambam says that a person should in the first Rambam, that he says that a person should go to the extreme, he holds that the Rambam maker holds that a person should go to the, how does he reconcile that with the other Rambam? I do not know. Okay, let's go to the next point. V'hinei b'kol elio the grub, b'shem, kosem b'shem agro, levar ma'ashama yakav avinu. Okay, coming up in 2 weeks, right? Bayetze, 2 weeks. Katointi.
Vayishlach.
Katointi mikol ha'chasod mikol ho'emes. Okay, mikol ha'chasod mikol ho'emes. Well, now here's a very interesting question. It's very, very fascinating. Pshan Chumash. Ulechoyra yesh lahakshas. Yaakov Avinu over here was the recipient of great chesed. Yaakov Avinu over here, he's saying that I have received bracha, I'm still alive. Esav has fled, has tried to kill me, I'm still alive, I'm now going to love him to get married. How does it go with him? I'm sorry, on his way back. So he's coming back now with a family and 11 children. He made it. So he's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't deserve this. You've given me, you're so good to me. I don't deserve this. Now the question is, maybe in Achinami, you don't deserve it. The reason why you received this bracha is zechus avos. So maybe, this is an amazing, amazing thing he says, maybe this itself is gaiva. When you say, oh, who am I? I'm a nothing. Hashem, you're so good to me. You give me more than I deserve. But I deserve something. I deserve something. It's just that you've given me more than I deserve. It would have been even a greater humility on Yaakov Avinu's part to say, I deserve nothing, and everything that I have is in the zechus of Avraham and Yitzchak. That's the basis of his question. Therefore, this katointi is not really a katointi. It's not really humility. It's really gaiva.
Because why I said the drop that's on it is
Eirik. Yeah.
So that's why, because it's really Yaakov. It's like he's saying katonti, but he doesn't really mean it. And God is giving you that katonti. That's that high note.
Yeah.
That he doesn't really feel that way about it, because I did everything I was supposed to do.
It's an insincere katoidi.
Because I saw there's a couple of chamoshim actually that have a revi on katoidi.
Yeah.
It's not shot, but so I said those are the people that wrote the revi think that Yaakov was sincere.
Oz Lagerish.
Oz Lagerish is that the people, well, you know, those who held God's message was that Yaakov wasn't 100% sincere about his being humble.
Okay, let's see. Okay,
maybe I do deserve something.
So 8 times 8 is 64. It's the 8th pasuk in the 8th parasha. So Shmini Shemini is 64. That's why that's Shmini. It's 64. So how does that tie into a Revi?
Okay,
so let's see. But over here, he wants to say, where do we find the gaiva? Let's see. One more time. V'inei b'kol olio kasa b'shem agor levar mash amar Yaakov avinu katoin b'kol achasa b'kol ames. Ulechora. Okay, let's see. Here is the question of the Gra. Why is Yaakov Avinu attributing this success to himself? Built into his statement of Katonti, I don't deserve it, there is a shtickle gaiva. Because you're saying, yeah, it came in my merit, but I got too much, more than I deserved. It would have been enough if I have had one child. If I had, I only had on my name $1 million. Here I'm coming back. I'm a multi-billionaire. I have 11 children. It's more than I deserve. But within the word katonti, it does capture the expression that I do deserve at least something. It would have been a greater degree of humility to say, Ribbono shel Olam, everything you've given to me is not because of me, it's only because of Zuchus Avos.
That's why.
That's the Shminah Shebashminas of Gaiva. That's exactly.
The next pasuk begins, one of the Pshatim on, by the next pasuk, what does it begin? By Roy Yaakov Miyod, by Yetzelo, why the double Asher?
Yeah.
Because he was not only afraid that Esav would come, but he was afraid of his own feelings, that he didn't feel he was so undeserving. He felt that he deserved it, so that made him very... He realized that was a flaw in his character, that he felt he deserved some of these chesedim, and that made him nervous that now maybe God is going to teach him a lesson.
Okay. Let's see. That he did receive in his own merit, kidei shal yidei kach yaktin es atzmoi, he should humble himself even more. Kifi shomar Yaakov Avinu katointi. Avol. So let's read one more line. We'll explain. Avol im mevakeish hatzola oitoyva laosid lo yevakeish. It's missing some letters. Bezchus atzmoi ella bezchus acherim in the merit of other people. Ruchashem shloim hamelech lo inene bezchus atzmoi ella bezchus aviv David hamelech. V'zo kavonis hagemara talmud chacham tzorach shiyelay sheminis shebeshminis gaiva. A talmud chacham should have a little bit of gaiva. V'ramzu zos bekach shaposik hashminis shebetoy beparsha. So what is he saying over here? He's saying over here is that indeed that this degree of gaiva, Yaakov Avinu is attributing his success to his own, is attributing his success partially to himself. But here's the very big but, the Gra is saying. He's using that as a means to accept upon himself a debt towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, if Yaakov Avinu would just say, Stam, I don't deserve this, here I am. I'm here, in this I've succeeded, I'm very wealthy, I have a family, and I have a lot to be thankful for. But the truth is, I'm a nothing. I'm a zero of zero. I don't even have within me a shminis shebeshminis. So then a person, this is the danger, a person can say, Ribbono shel Olam, I don't have to thank you. I don't have to thank you because everything you've given me is nizchos avos. So the one that should thank you for all of the chesed that he had bestowed upon me is Avraham, Yitzchak, go to them, the Olam Emes, and ask them for Yashar Koyach, because they're the ones. Therefore, this is what he seems to be saying. It's kedai for a person to have a Shminis Shebeshminis where that Shminis Shebeshminis will trigger within him a choiv, an obligation to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more sincere way. By Yaakov Avinu having gaiva and saying, look, I earn my own keep. I'm not attributing my success to the Yaakov and Avram. It's because of what I have done. But if that's true, it's because Hashem is paying me for my, I'm a gavra, I have accomplished something in my own right, then how much does Hashem owe me? He only owes me this amount, and Hashem has given me much, much more. Now I'm humbled, and now I have to repay HaKadosh Baruch Hu that much more. So here it's an amazing, Yaakov Avinu Bidavka is saying, Katonti, we call that it's my merit, in order to use this as a trigger to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a greater degree of Hakaras HaTov. But Enochinami, later on when he later comes to meet Esav and he gets word that Esav is coming to greet him, and now he wants help for the future, here he invokes the Zuchus Avos. Because here Hashem did not yet do anything to him. Here he's coming for future help. Here it's to his advantage not to think anything of himself, but to think of himself as a complete zero, and to come on to the Zuchus Avos.
Part of that, there's no concern about Yaakov.
No, according to that, it's a mile. Yaakov Avinu is very precise. That's what he means over here. And here we learn in this, like this is what you've said before. Avidya said that it's Shminis Shabashminis. It's an eighth of an eighth. It's the eighth parash in the Torah. It's the eighth pasuk. So 8 times 8 is 64. And now he just finishes off. And he's over here. B'mishbar Yam, Kasav Sheish Ligros Barashi, Kurtov, a person of a court. What's a court of? What's what? Not Shminis Shabashminis, but a court of. Uvram Kasav Sheecha Mishmein Mishmein L'Shminis, Hu Miashiyun Shein Ruin L'Chosh L'Chosh. An eighth of an eighth is so insignificant that it has no value. Maratzchias kasev al pi amar shasha chaloyim hu echad mishishes shbinovu. We know that a dream is 1/60th of prophecy. Shepachas mikain hu bottle b'shishim is bottle b'shishim. B'shminish b'shminish. So here it says, what's the significance of an eighth of an eighth? It's 1/64. So that means it's bottle b'shishim. 1/64 is so insignificant it has absolutely nothing. Hu echad misamachtal shekvar hu bottle b'shishim ve'ein boi mamosh has no mamosh whatsoever. So this is his yisoid. So we take out of this, just to cap up, we take out of this that there really appears to be a stira in the Rambam. In Hilchos Deos and Tuparakim, one place the Rambam says a person should follow the middle path, and one place the Rambam says a person should be extremely humble. And the Rambam says that the middle path is a midah of a chacham. The extreme is midas chasidus. Practically speaking, a person should to be a chassid because gaiva is unique, in that it's impossible to gauge where the middle is. It's extremely dangerous, and once a person tries to go for the center, you're going to end up being on the tzad of gaiva. So therefore, a person that is the dera, that is the uniqueness of gaiva. Ma'oid would have a shal ruach. And then we learn this idea of katonti mikol hachasad, and the Yaakov Avinu did express a small amount of gaiva in the fact that he attributed his success to his own accomplishments, not to Zuchus Avos, but Yaakov Avinu used that as a means to feel that he has a greater obligation to give Shevach Vayodeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the kindness that he has bestowed upon him. Alright, let's go to the next halacha. Halim
Yeah. We're supposed to believe that if any mitzvah we do, we're going to get a reward for it.
Yeah.
So how can we feel that you're not entitled to anything?
Well, what do you mean? Every mitzvah you do will grant reward, correct?
So therefore,
you also have to learn that a person should be mishamesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a servant, shloy al manas lekabel pras.
That's true.
So it's a balance. It's a very delicate balance.
So if you're going to say that Yaakov should feel he had, how can you feel you have absolutely no merit if you attempt to live a righteous life? How can you feel you have absolutely no merit?
There has to be a balance. You have to feel that you're insufficient.
You never let yourself feel low either.
I'm not sure how to answer. I don't know. There has to be a balance. You have to, on one hand, have an extreme humility, but you also know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward you. This is not a world of hefker. Everything you do will be din v'cheshbon. There's a balance. You have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shma, but recognize that even though I'm serving you l'shma, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is neman to reward and to punish. That's a necessary component of this world, to know that there's schar v'onish. If there's no schar v'onish, you'll just say, I'm not interested. It's an insurance policy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees that man will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you do serve, you should try to bring yourself to a higher madrig of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shma. Okay, let's go to the next sugi. The next sugi is Limud Halucha Lashon Hara v'Masechta Sota. Okay, this is an interesting idea. Masechta Arachin. Omar Rabbi Chava Bar Chanina, Ma Takanasa Shal Misapri Lashon Hara. What is the solution for a person that was nichshel speaking Lashon Hara? What should he do tshuva? Im Talmud Chacham Hu Yaseik Bat Hora Shenemar Marpe Lashon Eitz Chayim. The healing for the tongue. The tongue here is a code word for speaking Lashon Hara, is to involve yourself in Eitz Chayim, in the words of Torah. Eitz Chayim Hi Lamachazikim Ba. Ve'ein Lashon Ela Lashon Hara. So the healing for the Lashon is Lashon Hara. Shenemar Chet Shachut Lishoinam. A tongue is a sharp arrow. Ve'ein Eitz Ela Torah. Shenemar Eitz Chaim Hila Machazigim Ba. Rabbi Acha Rabbi Chanina Omar. Matakonasa Shalo Yavo Lidei Lashon Hara. Im Talmud Chacham. He says it's a little bit different. In Takana that a person should not in the future, a person should learn Torah so that he not in the future come to be nichshol in Lashon Hara. Im Talmud Chacham Hu Yaseik Ba Torah. Now here's the Yesh Hikshur. Preventive medicine. Meister Bechol Yom. Okay, but it's preventive medicine. Yesh Hikshur Al Divrei Rabbi Acha. A Mosai Omar Shatar Matzila Meloshon Hara. In Bishosh Shaloimate, what does he say? As preventive medicine, the preventive medicine is to learn Torah. If you learn Torah, it will prevent you in the future from speaking Lashon Hara. You're going into an environment, you're going to work, and you're in an environment where people speak Lashon Hara. So before you enter the workplace, you should sit down and learn a Daf Gemara. That's what he said. The problem is the Gemara is that's not so. That's not the way it works. Yesh Hikshu Al Divrei Ravacha Emosai Omar. When do we say Shatara Matzila Milashon Hara? If during the time when you're actually learning Torah, of course, if you're busy learning Torah, you can't say two things at the same time. If you're busy articulating a thought of Torah, it's impossible, it's physically impossible for words of Lashon Hara to come out of your mouth. Secondly, what are you talking about? This concept that when a person learns Torah, he's blessed, that he's protected from doing an Avera, that's not unique to Lashon Hara. That's true for all mitzvahs. So why is he coming to focus specifically on Lashon Hara? Ela Vadai. So when he made this statement, he meant to say, Sha'amar hu b'zman she'enay oisek b'torah, ve'halimut shalomat koidim l'chein matzilo shlo yechetachas. Obviously, since he's saying the thing that's unique about learning Torah, he's not discussing the actual moment when you're learning Torah. It means that by learning Torah, it's going to prevent you, Hashem will spare you from speaking in the future. Now, what does that mean exactly? So he explains, Nimsa, Shlimer HaTorah, Matzilas Adam Shlo Yechata Achakach. Ulam Besugin here in the Gemara in Sota, it says, Mavur, Omar Rava, Torah Be'idna, the Osik Be'i Agunei Umatzle, Be'idna Deloy Osak Be'i Agunei Megana, but Atzule Loy Matzla. It protects you, but it does not spare you. It's not matzil. Torah, when you're not learning Torah, it says atzule loy matzil. It's not going to prevent you from doing an avera that you choose to do. So his question over here is, the Gemara says, when a person learns Torah, Torah only protects you.
What?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the first part means exactly, what it protects you, but one thing is clear, that it does not, it does not protect you from doing averos. A person still has free will.
I think it means while you're learning, you're not doing anything.
It's while you're learning. But it means when you finish learning,
it's not going to prevent you from doing what
it's not going to prevent you. The Gemara clearly says that when you finish learning Torah, the zechus of learning Torah will not prevent you from doing an avera in the future. A person
from accidents.
Accidents, things coming. But it's not going to prevent you from doing other. It's going to protect you, but it's not going to protect you from doing things in the future. So therefore, the question over here is, we have a contradiction. On the one hand, he says, that this is the one hand he says, Rav Acha bar Rabbi Chanina says, on the top of this page says, in the Gemara, that if a person wants to protect himself in the future from speaking Lashon Hara, he should learn Torah. Just learning a Daf Gemara has nothing to do with anything about Lashon Hara. He appears to be saying that alone will be a zuchus to protect you from the nisayin of speaking Lashon Hara. The problem is the Gemara contradicts this statement by telling us that when you learn Torah, there's no guarantee that you're not going to do Averos in the future. So how do we answer this contradiction? So he says as follows, very simple answer.
At the same time.
So he says, so the same time for sure, that we already said, that cannot be, that's obvious. That cannot be what he meant to say. When he says clearly that Rav Acha bar Chanina says, Ma takanoso shlo yavoi in the future, lidei lashon hara, im talmud chacham hu, ya'asayik batara. But the Gemara on the other hand says, that atzulei loy matzla, that when you do finish learning your shear of Torah, you are not protected from doing Averos in the future. In the future, you have free will. If you choose to do an Avera, so be it. So we have here a contradiction between what the Gemara says at Sulei Matzla and what Rabbi Chanina says, what Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina says that the learning Lashon Hara, learning Torah will prevent you from speaking Lashon Hara. So the answer is as follows. Be'haskomas Rabbeinu Vilna L'Sefer Chofetz Chaim Sheik Shu B'Stirzuk. He asked this question. Rabbeinu, I'm not sure who this is. L'sev Chavetz Chaim. This question was asked because of Liashev, Rabbanei Vilna. I'm not sure who this is. The question there is answered as follows: She'ain kavanas haGemara bi'erchen l'chol limud shehu matzel mi'isul lashon hara. Ela kavanas haGemara shalima dinei v'isurei lashon hara urechilos. Ubedakdek bohem leida lahavin l'shmoya eich l'shmo es atzma b'choleis mebli l'has l'hikoshel chas v'shalom kirega. What it means is that if you learn the laws of Lashon Hara, that will protect you from speaking Lashon Hara in the future when you're not learning the laws of Lashon Hara. If you're learning a Sugi of Shar, Shenogach Esapara, it's not going to help you in an hour from now from speaking Lashon Hara. But if you spend a couple of minutes a day learning Shmiras HaLashon, so those few minutes of Shmiras HaLashon will prevent you in an hour from now from speaking Lashon Hara. That's all it means. Now he goes on to explain, and this is how he's going to tie into Masechta the Sota, something very interesting idea. No, once you know the halacha, so you're not going to be nichshol in speaking Lashon Hara. It's logical. If you know the laws of Lashon Hara, the mezid also, you're going to be sensitive. If you're spending the time learning halachas with the kavanah, you're going to learn the halachas, it's going to bend you. I'm reading the second to last line on the top section. When you're learning other portions of Torah, for example, you're learning Shar Shenagach Esapara, V'loy Behilchos Lashon Hara. So then, Ein Ze Megin Alav Shlo Yikashal Elirak Le'eish Shalomi. Now, V'loy Dai. Now, here's what he goes on. He's something very interesting. V'loy Dai Bekach. Not only this. Ella Sh'af Im Loy Meid Hilchos Lashon Hara Shorch Shiyeh Loy Limudoy Beifin Shiyeh Kabbal Atzmai Be'eish Shlomoy Be'eish Sukoy Behilchos Lashmor Atzmai Bechol Ubav V'chol Nafshot. It's not just enough to learn the halachas theoretically. You have to learn the halachas al menas to fulfill what you learn. Mibli la'avar chas v'sholem klal u'chlal al-isur lashon hara. Lefi zeh, kasa b'sefer divrei chachamim v'chidoysam, yesh lulmud kal v'chomer, u'ma lashon hara sheyesh deyos, she'ein takona, al ho'ovar, lashon hara is one of the most severe sins. According to some opinions, there is no tshuva. There is no solution for the sin of Lashon Hara. If a person was nichshol in speaking Lashon Hara, according to some opinions, it is a me'uvas she'enoi yachoin liskon. There's nothing you can do to repair the damage. The afilu hachi, yet we have learned, ha'isek b'limul haluchas Lashon Hara, nitzul hu, yet, even though you cannot rectify the past, we have concluded that you can learn it in order to serve as preventive medicine for the future. Nitzul hu mil'avar al-isur zeh in the future. Now, here comes Masechta Sota. Kol shekein al achas kam v'kama be'isui zinus. In case a person chas v'sholem was nichshol in some of the abizrayu of zinus, thoughts of znus or any types of forms of znus, shelikuli alma yesh lochem takana b'tshuva. Everyone agrees that znus, can you imagine? Shocking thing, is not as bad as lashon hara, because lashon hara, according to some opinions, there's no takana for the past. But znus, as long as there's no mamzer, right? As long as there's no mamzer, that's what Gemara says. There is no takana. A person can do tshuva. So achas kama v'kama, if a person learns the sugyos of znus, it will protect him from being nichshol in forms of znus in the future. And what's the Masechta of Znus? Masechta Sota. So the person is basically saying over here that if a person has problems, has an unusual Yetzirah, his hormones are on fire, and he has tremendous taiva for Noshim, and he has very big... So he says the solution is to learn Masechta Sota. Masechta Sota will involve you in all of the thoughts, all of the different issues of Kinui and Stira, and that will serve as preventive medicine to protect the person in the future from being nichshol and Zaveris. If this solution works for Lashon Hara, which is Kal relative to Znus, which is Chomor relative to Znus, Al Achas Kama V'Kama, this will be a solution to prevent a person from sinning in the future with regard to Znus. Shegam Lima Halachas Alelu Yatzilu Es Halimud Haloy Made Milihim Mili Koshal Be Here Avera. The Kol Shekain Sheyivatlu Esa Avar Kedim Min Biminoi Batal Baroy. Okay, therefore he goes on to say, this is what it says in the Sefer Chachamim V'Chidaisam, Rohui Lilmoid Mesechta Saita Sheikar Hilchoy Secha Hey Machmas Here Hura Avera Taharbe Yilodois Oise. Many, I don't know what this means. Harbi
Yilodos.
What does that mean, make Harbi Yilodos? Hura Avera make many things come through hearer, through thoughts. Come through the thoughts. Yilodos means it comes forth. Oise kamo shakosav haramam. The ayinu b'sevim mea shiloach shakosav shiloh lechinam nikvu b'mesechta sotah mamon b'gnus ha-gaiva. Then he goes on, this ties in very well to what we just said in the previous concept. And it's not a coincidence that the sugya of gaiva is included on daf hey in mesechta sotah. Why? Because l'fi shemi she'enei miskoheh Ein loy taiva. Humility is the antidote to hirhure znus. V'zo ikar ha'itza neged ha'yetzer halazeh, against this yetzahara. Because I guess, why do people do our znus? Because they love themselves. Love of yourself comes from, they talk about a person, the person they're in love. Right? Well, on television, in Hollywood, everyone's in love. Who are they in love with?
With themselves.
With themselves. They're in love with themselves, that the object, the female, the movie star, is just a means to love yourself. If you really love the other person, it would be a whole different story. Who exactly, why do you love this person? What is their claim? What mindless do they have that you love them? Because the truth is not because of them, it's because you love yourself, and this is a means to bring out your title. So this is the asylum here. It's a fascinating chiddush to review. To summarize, we have a concept about Lashon Hara. The solution to Lashon Hara is to learn the ghost who's got the pilpul, is to learn Torah. What do you mean learning Torah? Torah is the antidote for everything. Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. So the answer is no. If you learn Torah, it will protect you in the future. What do you mean to the future? It means that if you learn the laws of a specific inyan, it will protect you from that inyan in the future. Specifically, if a person has a Yetzahara to speak Lashon Hara, if he'll spend time learning the laws of Shmiras HaLashon, that will serve either naturally or supernaturally as an antidote not to be nichshol in Lashon Hara in the future. And now we take it a step further. If this is true when it comes to Lashon Hara, which is Chomor, how do we know Lashon Hara is Chomor? Because it's part of the category of things which Chazal tell us there is no tshuva for the past. Damage that is done in the past, according to some opinions, can never be undone. So when it comes to Zinus, which is something which you definitely can repair damage done in the past through the koyach of tshuva, al achas kam v'kam, the same principle will apply, that learning these inyanim will be an antidote to future hirhurim, things that will come up in the future. And which is the mesachta that deals with this issue that serve as an antidote? Mesachta sota conquers all of these inyanim, including the inyanim of gaiva, and this this will serve as an antidote not to have a taiva for the Yetzer Hara of Zinus. All right, we'll stop here.